The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
with guitar.
882 coming at you. The BC baby, regular episodes, man. A banger today, guys. You don't think they're all bangers? That's on you, baby. Today's our voting election day. Special, I guess. You know, I used to always take, voting day off for 20 years. Now, I think, almost, I've been old enough to vote. I told my boss I need next Tuesday off. You know what I mean? And I work shit jobs, so he didn't give him a month's notice or whatever. It was just like, hey, dude, I won't be here next Tuesday. You know what I mean? Oh, man. I've become my own boss since then. I'm a contractor. That being said, I think I'll have Tuesday off. I got to ask me if I can have next Tuesday off. I'll talk to me after the podcast. But I will just say this. Get out there and vote, right? It doesn't fucking matter, honestly. Look, if you don't like or care that much, I'm going to be the guy who tells you, don't vote. Now, here's another opposite side of the coin. If you don't care at all, don't vote, right? Makes sense. However, if you care a bunch, if you start thinking about voting, and you feel like a welling in your chest, and there's like a heat under your heart, and you're like, God damn it. Also, don't vote. Okay, you don't have a fucking brain. Neither of you have a fucking brain, okay? I'm just saying, guys, if you're defining your life emotionally or intellectually, well, just emotionally in those two examples, the heart wells up or the doesn't give a fucks. So if you're emotionally involved in politics, basically I'm saying stay out of it. You know what I mean? It's like if you were in a, let's see, what's a smart thing to say? Because I'm not that smart, probably shouldn't vote. I might have to abstain. Let's say you were deciding if you were going to eat pizza or fish. Not a lot of people are going to say, I love fish. Everyone here should eat fish. Right? Okay, think about those fishy folks. They're probably right. Everyone here should eat fish, right? Like, no one has an emotional attachment to fish. Because fish is good for you, but it doesn't feel that good to eat, right? And that's you this Tuesday in a voting booth, guys. If you feel like it's good to eat, maybe you're just voting for de-evolution. Are we not men? Are we not women? We are Devo. All right. I'm going to get out of the pocket on that one. Today is our Election Day episode. Not super election-based, honestly. Politics are a virus, and if you let them... No, they're more not a virus. They're a cancer, really, right? They take over the body. A virus kills the body. So does cancer. That was not a full thought. Anyway, the point is it's not all focused on that. Today's episode is what we're calling 882 BC, Vote for Dipowick, all right? So get out there and vote for a Dipowick, guys, because there's plenty of them on the ballot. We do have an unofficial sponsor. It's Planet Fitness. It turns out a lot of Dipowicks manage the place. And they accuse other people of Dipowicking. You know what I mean? So Planet Fitness, and I did not know this because I've never had a gym membership. And I'm not shaming anyone who has a gym membership. I'm just saying that I've always been a work hard, which is what you do in the gym, see something at the end of the day. Now, at the end of the day, gym people, they see body improvements. And granted, a lot of them have way better bodies than this fella. But I just can't swallow my body. I just saw the list of it. I just can't swallow my body being the only thing that improves. Like, if I'm going to work hard, I want to move a bunch of things from one place to another, you know, so it's easier to use or something shit like that. I'm stupid like that. I think it's because I grew up doing manual labor. Either way, Planet Fitness is the place to go improve your body if you are or consider other people Dipowicks, because they have what an amazing system, guys. They have what they call a lunk alarm. I found out today on the podcast, a lunk alarm. What's a lunk alarm? I don't know. It's a lunk head alarm, I guess, which means 200 years ago, that's right, 200 years ago, somebody invented a term called lunk head, which meant a dimwit, right? And then some people started a gym, and they said, we don't want any dimwits in our gym. Who decides what a dimwit is? Them. That's right. And what is a dimwit? A dimwit is anyone who makes too much noise at the gym. So that's right, guys. If you have a half-assed commitment to health, like if you want to tell yourself that you're getting better, but you certainly don't want to, you know, work really hard. You know, the type of hard that actually pushes you so hard that you make a guttural primal noise or drop a weight on the ground or any other such decibel creating event. Planet Fitness is the gym for you. Is that spiteful? Man, today's episode intro seems spiteful. That being said, these guys, much funner. 882 BC, Bryce Aaron, Zevon Vasquez, or Vasquez, as he likes to say, every other week, and Jared Helfer. If that candle's bothering you.
Why would it be bothering anyone? Hey, it's just a candle. It's
sat in perfect ambiance.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's way hot over here.
This host is bothering me.
I'm burning up right now.
Whoa, is there a candle somewhere? Yeah. I can. No, the smell is fine. I am just really hot.
We podcasting or camping, man? Put this fucking fire down, dude.
Oh, my God.
Man, I think I'm having a heat stroke.
This candle makes me think of Aloha Sands.
Anybody Aloha else? Sands?
Aloha yeah. Sands. Does anyone know what he's talking about?
Is that a scent?
So, no. The answer is no.
For some reason, it makes me think of that. I don't know why.
What is Aloha Sands?
Just a vibe, man.
Does anyone know what he's talking about?
Still, Jared doesn't even know.
Still know.
Yeah, man, I'm such a genius. How can I come up with it?
Oh, that's what it's called?
Oh, yeah, I guess it is called that.
Is that what it's called?
I would have said it regardless, because, like,
Aloha Sands. I thought it was Horatio's cousin or something, you know what I mean? We were just, like, talking randomly. No one knew that was the name of the candle. I get it now.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm playing 5D chess.
We did make candles as a kid because we had this place called Living History Farms in Iowa, right? And as you might expect, it was history but alive.
Oh. Ooh, okay, thank God, because my mind was going
a
lot of places.
Slavery was still cool on this place. It was awesome.
Hell no, yeah. Hell yeah. How finally, things get shit gets done.
No, it was a historic place. But yeah, we would go there for like field trips in school, and then they were like, you can make candles, and we're like, okay, let's do that, and they just give you like a string, mm-hmm. which I believe they call a wick in the business.
Oh wait,
I mean I'm not an actual candlestick maker, but I talk a little bit of lingo.
I know some lingo.
But you play one on TV,
right?
And if you've ever looked at
my dad was a candle maker.
Yeah, that's my dad's
Look,
thing.
I was married to a candlestick maker for 30 years, all right? I picked up
I have a thing
things.
Or things.
My cousin,
a thing or two. A thing
my
or two.
Cousin was a candle maker. His cousin was a candle
yeah,
maker.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't make the candles myself, but anytime I needed one, he came over.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, so you gotta dip your wick. Man.
You do, and that's the stupidest thing. Like in the old days, they had never thought of a form. You know what I mean? Like nowadays,
like
we have
a mold.
Yeah, like a mold. You know, like
I thought you meant the form, like how you're dipping it. Like
well, that's why candles are narrow at the top and fat at the bottom.
Because they're pulling it.
Because they're
dripping.
Dipping it and yeah, pulling, and then gravity is making it.
What dummies?
And then it's traditional, just to keep it that way, I guess. Or
I think it's classy.
You needed something to do, so you all just didn't kill each other.
Exactly.
So you
I'm gonna fucking.
Yeah, you need.
Why don't
like,
we just go make a candle for a second?
Menial tasks. Dip
and I don't pillage your entire race.
That's true. If you had a kid with ADD, you could just be like, "Look, it's candle week.
You make a
all candle. Right?
Okay, Dad.
Winter's candle. Coming, dude. Yeah.
It's candle year.
You wanna make some candles? You wanna make some candles?
Yeah. For 5 years, we're gonna make candles.
Okay.
And we'll see where that goes. Yeah.
Butter, too. That was such a manual process with the churning and stuff.
I think everybody there...
I think everything was manual.
I think back in
you
the day...
You
got
to put that thing a little closer to your face, Bryce. Just a hair. There you go. That's a little slower.
I think
oh,
back
yeah.
in the day, everyone was just mildly on the spectrum with how podcast. Repetitive life was.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, when life is really slow, you actually, I think, are like better at like making up your own destiny. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing.
That's peasant talk. That's peasant talk,
You're
Aaron.
Probably right,
That's
dude.
What peasants say
You're
to other peasants.
You're probably right, dude.
I'm not even going to entertain this surf shit. No, because the dirt farming, that's what lets you open your eyes. Like, okay, all right. That's
dying early.
Yeah, you ever hear something and you're like, that's peasant
in
shit?
Boredom.
That's what peasants say?
Yeah.
That's like when people in the city are like, oh, I want to be a farmer. And it's like,
no, you don't.
You don't. You don't know what a farmer looks like. You want to play in the garden. For
yes,
an hour.
That's exactly yeah, right. You want to wake up at 10 o'clock and go out and pull a few weeds in the big yeah. garden that you have.
Yeah.
You want a succulent that you can like eat.
Right.
I grew this carrot. Yeah. I grew this rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep doing that for 10 years and not yeah. ever worry about anything.
I had sex with this rabbit.
And now
it produced rabbit human children.
And now they work on our carrot farm.
Mine. Yeah, and they're workers now. There's a naturalness to it.
I did that on purpose. It's nice. Because I'm trying to get rid of a hum. Do you guys hear a hum?
There's a bit of a hum. Rattling hum.
Is that better? It seems better.
It is nice. Yeah.
I fixed it.
Oh, that's where my teeth falling out.
One of your teeth is humming?
No.
Are you like Lucy?
Do you have teeth falling out at your age?
Blue?
I don't know if that's...
No, they're just kind of deteriorating in the back.
The back row's not so pretty. I'm not going to lie.
The chewing ones.
It's the, yeah,
we
the,
take care of the show muscles, if you know
yeah,
what I
the,
mean.
Yeah, the nosebleeds are great, but the cheap seats are hurting.
Yeah.
It's putting
your
from,
bowlers the cheap seats?
The nosebleeds are the cheap seats.
No. Oh, that's a good point.
He's absolutely right. He
Wait, so
terrible
does that
metaphor,
mean,
dude.
That means the back of my
That's
throat.
Your first reprimand of the podcast.
No. Fuck.
All right, back to pudding. Yeah, eating. Dude, you get to eat pudding all
get
your
to?
Life.
Yeah, get to.
That's awesome, man.
Dude, you get to. Dude, grandma has it fucking made. She gets to not know where she is.
Watch TV all day.
She the blender's her best friend, dude.
Day?
Just sucking
yeah.
down beverage after meal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I wonder how liver tastes as a milkshake. You know, that's something that only grandma knows, you know?
Grandma knows a lot of things.
You never had a liver milkshake? I think it would be good.
Is tapioca, what is that? Is that a plant?
Well, the first they take the yoca.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Tappy it.
There's a lot of tapping involved.
Literally hanging out with every dad in Pennsylvania right now.
This is good.
I don't know what it is.
It's
like a ball. I think it's an egg.
What is tapioca?
It's an
pudding?
Egg from South Korea.
Okay, let's just all sidebar. Is anyone actually interested in delving into tapioca?
I am.
Okay.
There's no more riveting
sure,
subject than tapioca,
yeah.
as far as I'm concerned.
What
so
people want to know. This is Election Day special.
Yeah.
So the people need to know.
What does Fetterman think about tapioca?
Yeah, dude.
That's why I'm not voting. That's why I'm undecided.
They haven't answered any of those questions.
I heard Oz used to work for Big Tapioca.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. He sold their shit on his...
don't even get me.
He's all of a sudden, he's like, tapioca cures Parkinson's disease, you know, every commercial break. Can you trust a man who says that?
No. I don't
know.
Well, in this case, you can't, because it does.
Yeah, wait, no. Actually, hold on.
Never been tried before.
Yeah. You ever seen someone eat a tapioca pudding and have Parkinson's? You can't be done.
No, you're right. Yeah, there's a lot of tapioca in the lap in that particular.
How about the dirty guy that just died?
Dirty guy?
The dirty guy?
Yeah, he was like the dirtiest man in the world. He was like from...
I heard about that. Yeah. How do you quantify the dirtiest? That's what I want to know.
Time since last bath?
Yeah, I guess time since last... Yeah. he showered all the time.
But what if he swims? What if he swims every day?
50 years. I couldn't last
Although
a week.
He was in India, and I feel like swimming in bodies of water in India just probably makes you more dirty.
That's still... you're still at ground zero. I mean...
Yeah, it's
square one. For a second, I thought ground zero was
tread
square
lightly,
one.
Tread lightly, Zevon.
Oh, man, I lost all my progress. I'm back at ground zero. No, you're not.
Back at 9/11.
Back in the fucking Trade Center.
Freedom Tower. Dude, that Freedom Tower sucks, by the way. Sidebar. Totally tangent.
You don't like it?
Someone should take that down.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, dude. I'm with you, dude. If we could just get... the Iranians on board, like, let's get this fucking...
On board the plane?
Right. Exactly.
Third time's the charm. Yeah.
I'm just saying...
Rebuild it stronger, goddammit. When were we more united right after...
There's
9/11.
No time people are more manipulable than when their brethren has been struck down.
Slain.
Watered
you know
in
what
front
I mean?
Of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and watching it paralyzed on the news.
Hey, you're saying if I need to win an argument with my girl, I just gotta... kill 3,000 Americans, then she'll start listening to reasoning.
Oh, too much? Sorry, was that the...
Yeah.
I don't think they killed 3,000, dude. It's all fucking... Those are empty planes, man.
Do you think the 3,000 that people are talking about are the people on the...
There were three planes, and there was 1,000 people in each plane.
That's right.
You don't remember?
That's right.
You don't remember?
Yeah,
dude. They hit the two, and then the Pentagon...
The Pentagon?
The Pentagon. Yeah, that's what they call it. You know, right?
Isn't that
right?
It's like a Doctor Who plan.
It's a nickel gone, actually. It's
bigger
5 cents.
On the inside.
You're pushing me away from the truth right now.
I just heard about that theory that Flight 93 was shot down.
You just heard about
that? I never heard
that.
I just heard about that this week.
It seems like it was a day of thing. Like, people were like, yeah, they shot that shit down in Pennsylvania. Yeah,
I was four the day of, so...
I mean,
my mind was elsewhere.
It makes total sense.
Where was your mind? Where was your mind on 9/11?
Yeah.
Pretty we don't suspicious. Move on until Bryce tells me what his four-year-old mind was
He was probably
doing.
Throwing blocks, being like, I want a Hot Wheel! Or
and also, death to America!
Yeah.
Ironically, he's throwing his
toy planes at a stack of boxes.
Yeah, my mom was like, how could you?
Today of all days.
Oh my God.
I'm full.
I'm full out.
I mean, it makes total sense that you would shoot that fucker down.
Yeah, as soon as they said that, I was like, that makes a lot of sense, and I don't blame the government
at all. And the only reason they wouldn't admit to it is because of financial liability. Like, as far as, like, morality goes, like, you could make a case, but at the end of the day, anyone who was on that plane could sue the government, you know what I mean? Anybody's family was member was on that plane could
Good
sue
luck.
The government. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, I think anyone could say, okay, well, there's a missile inbound. Shoot it down or not.
Yeah.
It is basically a missile at that point.
At that point.
It's just a fleshy missile.
Yeah, it is. It's a missile with a pilot and a crew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do they have, like, parachutes on planes? Like,
they have 1,000 parachutes per plane.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was the one big thing people were mad about.
Well, I'm saying, like, so, like, if the pilot, so it's like, so you're the pilot of the plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see, I guess, like, a fighter plane, like, to your right, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea. You'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
What's that? Hey, what's going on?
Turn it up. Do you think they do the roll down your window thing?
You have to realize the pilot at that time was like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a regular pilot. It was a guy who had stolen a plane.
I don't think 93 was.
Yes, for sure, dude. Every single one of those planes had a guy who had stolen the plane flying it.
Yeah.
Isn't the story the pilot had the cockpit locked and chose to crash, or?
Yeah.
No. The idea, I believe, is that the story is that the let's roll guy and his buddies
Mark Wahlberg
grabbed that food
cart. Say his goddamn name.
He's a hero.
Yeah,
and he died many times that day.
So Mark Wahlberg grabs the food cart and pushes it into a bunch of terrorists. And there's already a terrorist piloting the plane.
Yes,
he realizes that he's going to be overrun.
Yeah.
Which is dumb because I don't know if they had locks on the bulkheads at that time. Nowadays, the cockpit is to be locked and never opened after the flight begins.
Unless you have the secret knock.
Or yeah, exactly. Unless you got
is it?
No, it says.
Ah, he's good. This guy's good.
Officer Helfer.
Password is Jared Rocks 123.
I remember like my friend, my cousin was in like a fraternity, like one of these like secret handshake fraternities. Like a lot of people
Al-Qaeda.
Are in it.
We get it, dude. You're Illuminati.
Yeah, I'm Illuminati. I was like, for like years.
Skull
like,
and bones.
Yeah, for years we were like, what's this? Me and my brother were like, not in college yet. Like, we were like, what's a secret handshake? Tell us a secret handshake. And for years my cousin was like, nah, too secret. You can't tell you.
Can't do it.
But like years later, we got him drunk. We were like, well, we were getting drunk too. It wasn't like this was the mission to get the handshake out of him. I didn't really care.
It was like an Ocean's 11. Like, let's get this fucking handshake. That's going to open up the back door to this fraternity.
You coerced him.
Two-year-long operation. But the handshake was you just bend the ring finger. And you just shake hands.
So it's the shocker?
It's basically
the shocker.
Of course.
The shocker handshake.
You're going to have to bleep this out. It is still a secret handshake.
Yeah, it's true.
We don't know what society it is. But yeah, no, I've
a
heard...
A lot of the secret shit, like, wasn't the nuclear codes, like, 1, 2, 3, 4?
I hope so.
I think it was something like that.
I hope so,
like,
dude.
Like, something stupid.
Because the last thing you need, if you actually need to launch a nuclear missile, is to be like, fuck, what was the code again? Fuck.
What was your childhood friend's...
Like, we changed it.
What was your first pet?
When did you fuck?
You're sitting there with a fucking nuclear suitcase, and it's like, what was your first car?
Yeah. Like, when your son is the Secretary of War, and you ask, like, he calls you, and it's like, hey, what was your maiden name again? And you're like, the world is going to end.
The world is going to fucking end.
Ghostbusters come out? 84, 85.
It would have been like JFK who set it up, right? So it's like, what street did JFK grow up on?
Yeah,
exactly. Oh,
did anyone write that down?
Oh, shit.
Like, what's Marilyn Monroe's middle name?
Fuck.
I think they were doing a lot of talking.
Shit.
Before you go down on me, where did you grow up?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. I'll give you props on that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like my Kennedys is just the Simpsons doing the Kennedys.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
You sound like the Towley from South Park. You
guys are very Towley.
Hey, Mr. President, you want to get high? You want to get high?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. You want to join?
The laziest cartoon voice ever.
It's really. Especially when all of their voices are just Matt Stone and Trey Parker. Yeah.
Speaking of names, should we say ours?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll start with the man in the blue sleeves.
That's me. I'm Bryce Aaron.
Bryce Aaron, man.
Famed Pittsburgh comic.
Famed, dude. I just saw all three of you on a show last night.
Did.
I mean, I'm telling you what, just ripping up the Penn Strip.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Bourbon Street. Do you mean Penn Avenue?
Not as much as the loud trumpet guy.
The French quarters of Pittsburgh. Nailing
it. Yeah.
Yeah, we were okay.
We're going to go down to Penn Avenue. We're going to have some...
I'm trying to do a Louisiana... thing.
It just came off as black.
Ah, well, there's a lot of them there.
Yeah, true.
It's still rare that I see you do black scent, though. So it's,
yeah,
it's
that is true.
Well,
Aaron
say,
Douglas.
I'll say.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Literally
Foghorn Leghorn.
I'll take Foghorn, man. I can do Foghorn.
Do you think they'll ever do a redo of Foghorn Leghorn?
A redo?
I don't know. Who are you?
Is he white?
Weren't we
is
going Foghorn around the table white? At one
oh,
point?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce Aaron.
I'm Jared. You heard me.
People actually
before.
Know of you. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're a little famous.
You're relatively regular, dude. You pretty much pod
every... I'm a famous man. People's careers live and die by
on
my
your lap.
Hand. Yeah, by my whip. Yeah, I'm like, what's that line from M. Bison?
For you,
Spider-Man?
It was just...
Yeah, for you, yeah. Other than his famous line, I'm M. Bison. the other line is,
I'm M. Bison.
Who the fuck is M. Bison? Like a member in Street Fighter?
He's like the bad guy from Street Fighter, and some lady comes.
Okay, so I was right.
Some lady comes, and you're like, "You destroyed my whole village." And I'm Bison goes,
"It's like a Tony Jaa movie."
Kind of,
but somehow worse.
Whoa! Somehow are you saying Tony Jaa movies are bad, dude?
No, I'm saying they're some of the great movies ever. Yeah. But the plots are stole a chew. At this point,
you killed my father. Where's my elephant? That's the plot of three of them.
The sacred chew of our village. M. Bison goes like, for you, it was the most dramatic.
Dramatic?
Yeah, most intense day of your life. For me, it was a Tuesday.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's Jared.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
Basically, Jared's a very dramatic fella.
He is a very dramatic fella.
Yeah.
Like, well, cool it with the histrionics, Jared.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? Yeah, Street
Fighter
is history.
I'm trying to put the Bison in M. Bison. Yeah. You know what I mean? Kind of cool. Just hanging out.
Oh, man.
All right, and rounding out the table, our final, probably least important guest.
No, that's true. That is true. That is true. I'm
best
a little bug.
For last.
Well, this punk ass talking right now is Ivan Vasquez.
Is it Squez?
No, it's Skez.
Because I was going to say, I always said Skez, and you just about corrected all of us to Squez.
Yeah, no.
Like, all of us were like, okay, it's Squez.
I'm just going to keep flopping back and forth.
That's a fun thing to do with your name, actually.
Is to gaslight people about
it. Gaslight people, like, once a month, change the pronunciation a little bit.
Like one...
I told you.
Dude.
I told
it's
you
name.
It's Vasquez.
Oh, it just doesn't matter to you, I guess. This is my name.
No, it's fine, dude. I'm not offended. I'm glad that you actually want to learn it right. It's Vasquez. And
my
then
name's Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Douglas.
Yeah.
Douglas.
It's Aaron.
Aaron Douglas.
Breeze. My name's Breeze.
I went to college with a guy, and his name was Vivek. He said that the entire school year. And then, like, with 2 months left in the year, he's like, ugh, my name's actually Vivek, guys. And we're like, well, you told us Vivek. And he was like, because everyone always gets it wrong. You guys would have gotten it wrong.
It's your fault.
No, we fucking
won't. It's not that fucking hard to say.
You Vic, told us. Vivek, I think we can figure it out. Yeah.
You actually did just say it wrong.
No. Those are the last syllables.
And okay. I think
Vivek and Vivek.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. But it was
I think
like,
you would have gone like V.
It was like,
everybody
you just
gets a
yeah, what up,
wrong.
VV? You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
He's like, anyway. I'm gonna keep calling you Vivek out of spite now.
Yeah, not,
you
know, now it's now
you
it's
brought
personal.
This on yourself.
It's his own damn fault.
You acted like we were not gonna get that.
Yeah, no, I hate that shit.
Vivek, where was this dude from?
Honestly,
India.
It shows a superiority complex. He's like these fucking morons.
Yeah, when really like Vivek is not. There is some there are some names out there that are genuinely very difficult.
Way
to
outside
say.
Of
the English
linguistics.
Lexic. Yeah, like it's you'd have to really stretch, but. Vivek is not one.
It's two syllables.
Vivek, exactly. Like, what can you do?
Both of them start with the same letter.
Yeah, like there's a lot of matching going on. Yeah, it's not hard.
Like he's going to be like, hey, my name's like Vivek, and we're going to be like, whoa, what?
Chrysanthemum, slow down. Whoa, hey.
I'm going to call you Vagina for short.
Yeah. And that's three syllables, you Vagina.
If you're listening to this and you know Vivek, punch him in the stomach for us.
Punch him in the vagina.
We're calling you out, Vivek.
He's more of a fake, you know what I mean?
Fuck
but
him.
Seriously, fuck.
But seriously, fuck Vivek, you know what I mean?
Fuck him.
Unless he was cool.
Would you...
And even then,
like,
fuck that guy.
I just don't understand. And maybe it's because of my own predisposition, because I'm so bad with names, but I'm never, ever offended when people don't say or remember my name right.
Because your name is Aaron Douglas. Oh, but the remembering part? Yeah.
Like, if people don't remember my name,
me too.
I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I'll just tell you again?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, you could just say names. Just say it again.
It's so hugely arrogant to be it like is. To be like,
do you know?
We've met like 3 times, and I'm like, oh, you really?
Yeah, no, it's extremely. Just tell me what the fuck is your what is your name? What's your fucking name? Just say it.
Yeah,
just say it again.
The most important part of our relationship is when I say your name right. It's not all the other shit that we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, no,
together. None of that has any bearing Damn. On our like. Oh, it just fucking bothers
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
no. But that's because of my own.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, back in the day, candle making days, like you knew Ma
Wick days,
Pa, like. The town tramp.
The corpses of your rickets laden siblings.
Yeah, most like luckily most of your family died young. So
actually, that's thing. The human the brain gone. has not evolved to remember as many names
yeah,
as the
now
people
we gotta
that are
know
alive
Jake
today.
Gyllenhaal, Maggie Gyllenhaal, you know, Peter Gyllenhaal, his dad.
Yeah, you've got all these important names stored. Yeah. How am I supposed to fucking remember
yeah,
Vivek?
Instead of knowing my grandma's name, who I don't fucking know,
I
know.
Have to remember your name, yeah, Stacy. Come on.
Yeah, I know Stacy Keach. I know Jake Gyllenhaal. You
know I know Maggie
mean?
Gyllenhaal. Yeah. Again with the Gyllenhaals. Are they? Are there's more now?
Yeah.
Isn't there like a?
I just assume all men to me are Jake Gyllenhaal, and all women are Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Isn't there like a sociologist Sorry. Or somebody who has like a? They call it the something rather number. Essentially says. Like,
oh yes.
You can store, you can store like 110.
Yeah, people. Yeah. It's called a. I know, like Dunbar or something. It's
yeah,
I know
it's Dunbar.
It, Dunbar
right.
number,
it is
yeah.
Dunbar's
From the
number.
Elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. It, Dunbar couldn't remember his mother's name, and then he couldn't Dunbar. Find her, so he got sold into slavery and had to fly and put out fires on
yeah.
an elephant.
Well, you know what? That the Dunbar number, it actually does sound like a... Like there's some psychologist somewhere at some university, and he's going to all these like cocktail parties, and he's getting really embarrassed, like he can't remember people's
yeah,
names. And he's like,
you know what?
Know.
Actually, fuck you. I can't scientifically, I can't remember your fucking
yeah,
name,
dude. It's like yeah. it's like the biggest okay. gaslight. They're like, no, you're crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're expecting me to
like
remember.
His wife is justifiably pissed at him that he keeps forgetting her sister's name. He's seen her at every Thanksgiving. He's like. Actually, no, because no, I have a fucking doctorate in forgetting people's names.
He just brings his degree with him places. He's like, you know what? He just holds it up.
You didn't have to forget her name. Can you just remember that? Do me a favor.
Actually, like, there's a scientifically.
I just finished my.
I don't have to listen to you, yes, wife. Scientifically, I don't have to listen to my wife.
Fucking...
It's Dunbar's theorem.
It's like that's your name. Are you? Did you forget your name? That's our name. That's,
where am I?
he wakes up in a hospital bed.
Yeah. It's the year 2070.
The doctor says, "What's my name?" And he's like, "Oh,
Dunbar."
Yeah, like, no, I'm evaluating
Dunbar.
Your.
Yeah, Dunbar is the doctor's name. That's like been like this. This goes deep. This we're all living in.
It's like linear.
Dunbar's
so like,
dream.
Once he meets like the 111th person, he forgets his own name.
Yes, it's a first
exactly.
in, first
it,
out.
It resets.
It's
yeah.
a first in, first out thing. Yeah, the first name he knows yeah. is his own.
There was a great
Who am I?
Married with Children. You guys ever see that show?
Oh yeah.
So their daughter Kelly was a notorious dumbass, and she was going to get on this trivia show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were just pumping her full of knowledge. But then they realized that she was like a cup that overflowed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like she couldn't find the toaster and things like that, you yeah. know? Like she just she had no idea what keys were.
I think there was a SpongeBob. There was a SpongeBob episode about that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fine dining and breathing.
Yeah.
And then he can't remember his name, and then there's like that inside of him like looking for his I saw it.
Oh, yeah. There's I remember that one.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's on fire.
I think there's a real thing that happens with age where you, like...
jettison stuff.
Like a computer, you overwrite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, well, that shit, I haven't used it in 20 years. I'm going to overwrite it. I'm going to write over the top of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just don't remember it. Also, there's another thing that happens that I think, in my opinion, where you place less value on things because scarcity is value.
That's
so,
true, yeah.
So you're like, oh, I've 100 times had a flat tire. Not 100 times, obviously. I've 15 times had a flat tire. You know, I'm not worried this time because I don't place as much value on
yeah.
it. You know, same thing happens with names. Like, I've met 1,000 people.
Yeah. And you know what?
Who gives a fuck?
No, exactly. And you know, yeah.
Hey,
you know,
buddy. Yeah. Nice to see you, buddy.
Yeah, if exactly. You forget, exactly. If you forget, like, nothing Jeez. Actually yeah. bad happens.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, really, like, the risk is so low.
Yeah, if every time you forgot a name, somebody cut a finger off,
then
we would all be really good. Dunbar's number would be, like, 4,000. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we'd all stay home.
Dunbar would not have mouthed off to his wife.
They say, like, to remember names, like, imagine beat, like, first time you know, like, meet someone. Imagine beating the shit out of him, or do something like dramatic.
Oh yeah,
who says that?
No,
they
I think
say
I,
that.
You
know.
They not, say not when you meet Jared, you should kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, my name's Jared. Can you kick me in the balls so you never forget my name?
Yeah, that's why. Like every person I meet, you all have stories like this. I beat the shit out
of
you.
Yeah, right, right. Right. Well, you did remember where I lived and my name.
Yeah,
so,
basically.
I mean, it
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
much
yeah.
worked.
I got the gist.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why you beat them up and then take their fucking wallet. So, yeah. Because then you
because
have,
their ID is in
exactly,
the wallet.
Exactly,
come on.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
When someone's mugging you, they just want to get to know you.
Yeah, I think like, we just solved the name problem. We just fucking solved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because what's in a mug but a mug of cocoa?
Oh, shut the fuck up, cocoa. Jared.
All right.
Your lateral thinking puzzles.
Sorry. I got a story about... like seeing the comedians of comedy. You remember them? Like
oh, the comedians of comedy.
Well, yeah, it was.
Remember them?
Well, I do not.
They're like
slow down, Jared.
Yeah, I remember the athletes of sports. Are you guys familiar with that?
The doctors of medicine. Has anyone heard of this?
It's a new.
No one's talking about them.
It's
anymore.
A great documentary.
It was a great name. It was Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn.
Wait. Is this the comedians?
There was Maria Bamford, but I think they just call it comedians.
Oh, yeah, like the alt comedy, like early 2000s.
Yeah,
late
it was
90s
right
guys.
Like in like 2004 or whatever.
It's
yeah.
very arrogant to say you're the comedians of comedy. The yeah. comedians is funny because you're like, we're all inclusive and we're trying to make a statement.
Well, this was before like any,
fucking
any
woke
good
shit.
Ideas.
Yeah. Right.
This
right,
is before
right,
anything could
yeah.
happen.
It makes sense.
This is right after 9/11. We were thinking about.
We were united.
We were
Aaron.
United.
We were united.
Yeah, yeah.
What about these comedians, though?
Well, I saw... So it was Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, Zach Galifianakis, and Maria Bamford. But mm-hmm. Zach Galifianakis didn't come, like, that night we saw him. It was Eugene Merman. Anyway.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he was
love
great.
Eugene
I still...
what
I
city was it in?
This is Pittsburgh.
Oh, here in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
so
what?
I saw him, and I had never seen, like...
What year?
Maybe, like, 2004, right. 2005.
I'm just
like,
setting
like,
the
so
stage,
I was, like,
that's all.
Yeah, I was, like, 15, maybe. I had never, like, seen anybody that I... Like, I had only been to, like, a couple concerts, mm-hmm. And I'd never, like, seen anybody in real life that I, like, admired.
That you knew and you liked, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I bought a... So, after the show, a really funny show, after the show, I bought a poster, and, like, I went up to... I was getting it signed mm-hmm. by everybody, and I was getting it signed by, like, Patton Oswalt, and I was, like, starstruck mm-hmm. seeing, like, Patton Oswalt, and he wrote, like, I was, like, I like couldn't speak, and he was like, "Hey man," he was like really nice. He was
yeah,
like, "Hey man,
cool.
What's your name?" But
yeah, he seems
name,
like
buddy?
The kind of guy who would never say anything offensive.
Yeah, here you go. Well, he was a nice guy in real life. I think
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no, he's cool.
But then he was like,
"Jesus, I think anybody nice is phony."
I think anyone who's only nice is phony.
I do think Patton Oswalt is phony.
Yeah. He is a little phony.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but only,
he's a nice phony guy.
Nice guy,
but
I was
tell
a young,
us about
I was a young
your
boy.
Gentle memory.
But yeah, this yeah, yeah. And then he beat so like first time I beat the shit out of him immediately because I wanted to know his name.
Yeah, I want
to
remember you.
Yeah, you're like, this guy's my hero. What the fuck was his name again? And then yeah. you just threw an elbow.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He was a dick about it. Yeah. He kind of turned into a dick after that. Kind of my fault. He was nice until
yeah,
because
he beat the shit out
but
of him.
But anyway, so
but you
like,
remember your enemies. You know what I mean?
It was just like yeah, it was just a thing where I was like, oh, he was like, what's your name, pal? I was like, Jared? He was like, Jaron? I was like, yeah, whatever.
You said your name is Jaron?
Like, he was like, Jerry? And I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And he was like, what do you mean, yeah, whatever? Like, what's your name? And I was like, just write whatever. Write whatever you want. And then Patton was like, what? What are you talking about, man? Like Brian, got Brian plus
involved.
Like, why was why look? just say your name, man. I was Jarrett. I don't even have to get the poster. I just big fan.
Keep it. It's
keep
yours.
The poster. Here's. It was just hilarious. Like you ever meet like someone that you're like you get like
that you
starstruck?
Actually give a shit about.
A buddy of mine who's an artist and he's a great guy, Jordan Zantow.
Like being in love or something.
He will bring his own art to events where he knows he's going to meet. Mm-hmm. Like people, and then he'll hand it to him, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is great! You want me to sign it?" He's like, "No, I'm going to sign it." And then he will sign his own art and give it to famous people.
That's actually really
that's a great
power move.
I do the thing where if I ever meet like somebody famous, like in a line. I'll have them take a picture of me and my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I have like a lot of people.
Yeah. You've told me this. Yeah. It's like, can we get a pic? And then they're like, yeah. And then they go to motion, and they're like, no, take a picture of me.
Yeah. I have a
we
lot
need someone
people.
To hold the phone.
Yeah. He's like, this is a picture. This is a Brian Poussin took this picture of me.
Yeah.
Poussin. I mean, is that how you say it? I can't remember. How do these names go?
It's Poussin. But it's actually
Poussin.
You just don't remember.
Trust me, I beat the shit out of him. It's
Poussin. His blood's on my knuckles. I know what his fucking name is.
He fought back.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Right. No one has ever won against me. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah. Is that you're undefeated?
It's kind of funny. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you have to. You're talking about imagining beating people up. So
no. Well, yeah. Sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Like your self-esteem is so low that you like can't even imagine beating someone else up. Yeah. Like you get your ass kicked out of your own fantasies.
Your nose starts bleeding. Your nose starts bleeding.
You're like, dude, I would whoop this guy's ass, and you go into this scenario, you're like,
you're wincing in your head.
Ooh. Who am I kidding?
So you hold a grudge about everybody. Forever.
Yeah, because they kicked your ass.
Yeah, that guy kicks ass.
You ever like try to have a fantasy about something, but your self esteem does kick in, and you can't make it like a good. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're saying. I'm trying to decide if I've done that.
Well, like, okay, if I've had dreams where like I'm in a competition or I'm like doing, but I get like second place or I'm like a sidekick. It's like not even in my
dreams are different than fantasies.
Yeah, because in
dreams are all like
subconscious and hard to control.
It's all like. It's actually probably the only place most people ever evaluate themselves.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Like
most people
objective,
are.
I guess.
Most people in everyday life walk around humming, thinking about how cool they are, and then they don't go,
they
go to bed.
And then they go to bed.
Sporadic.
And they're like, God, why did my dad chase me down the stairs? And then I ran around the house and went up the stairs, and he chased me again.
Yeah. Because I keep inventing my own problems, and I don't know how to escape abusive situations.
Isn't it weird that.
Anyways.
When you're dreaming, it's either you're evaluating yourself or your brain just making you come in your pants.
Well, yeah. Bryce, is this... you just came. Why did you...
I'm having a lot of wet dreams.
You're awake.
Wait, hold on. What?
They're wet daydreams, all right?
Is it
you
still
guys
a
don't
wet
have
dream?
Wet daydreams?
Is it still a wet dream?
You've never been at work typing away and you're just thinking dream. About... Oh, God. You know what I mean?
It was a nice sunset on the drive here.
You ever just doze off and have a wet dream? Kind of bolt up in class or something? Yeah, shit. Dude.
I think you've actually had some wet dreams where you're dating, beating people up, trying to remember their name.
Right?
Yeah.
Wet daydreams.
Also, sidebar, Jared, why did you come on me? That's
that's my other method.
That's how I remember your last name.
No, that's so you remember my name.
Probably don't forget that.
No.
Probably don't forget stuff like that.
Yeah, like, who's that guy who... Yeah, that was Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can only be Jared.
Jared's on my left thigh. That's right.
Ew.
Is that the...
That was the mark.
Nice.
That was the line, dude. You passed the goddamn line.
The mark of the beast.
No!
Yeah, for me, it was just a Tuesday. Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah, a little full.
A callback.
A little inner circle. Yeah.
I was talking to Zevon on the ride here, so did you guys see... Pam Latta's show.
Pam Latta.
I'm pretty interested.
What is a Pam Latta?
Remember the last time
that's
we...
That's a great question.
Remember the last time we did the podcast, there's that older woman who was in the Pittsburgh comedy scene, but then it came out that she like tried to poison
some attorneys and stuff.
Burned a house.
Yeah, dude.
Down.
She was on the news. Like, she used to come to the
right.
And she used to come to Hambone's and do business on her computer. Like,
yeah,
was that her?
I think so, wasn't it?
I don't know. Yeah,
there's always this woman in the back with a laptop, like doing accounting.
I remember her. Yeah, yeah. And she was on the news for
fucking with her neighbors bad.
Well, the Hambone's lady, she took up a whole table even when Hambone's was popping.
Right.
And she never looked up at the comedians.
But she always came yep. for comedy night.
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't there on comedy night. Yeah. Yeah, every single time.
It's because she knew she was a psycho, and she's hoping to find some psychos.
But anyway.
So Pam Lotta made a comeback?
There's been a new development. So
she's not in prison? Didn't she do some weird shit?
She did do some weird shit. She was in prison for a little bit.
she was probably in like...
But luckily, she's been able to get back to her dream, and that's comedy.
Well, maybe it was like Mexican prison, and you're allowed to escape from Mexican prison.
But no, you're allowed to really escape from American prisons into Mexico, actually.
Oh, okay. That's how it goes.
Or that Dark Knight Rises prison,
where it's just
where you can get out if you can climb.
Yeah.
It's wild.
As long as you're a child who can climb, you're out.
Yeah.
It's so nuts that if you step 1 foot over the border... Like, they're like, all right, see ya.
Like, they're not just like that, but they are kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a little more complicated. Yeah.
Anyway, the Pamela Lotta story has a new chapter. So you remember the last time there was that news article about how, like, she committed, like, fraud and stuff like that.
One of
like,
the best movies of the year.
Yeah, no, like, she'd been through multiple states. And she'd like assume different identities and right. things
oh,
like that.
Oh, right. Yes,
yeah,
she did.
Yeah, I think the main charge was she was like living out west, and she claimed that she lost a bunch of like valuables and like horses in a wildfire. But it turns out that like she didn't even live in the state, and she like defrauded the government like several $100,000.
Okay,
did some prison time for it.
That's just like two horses.
Yeah, and then like there was something where like. She was on trial.
The horses are like F-150s, man.
She was on trial for this, and she delivered smoothies to the prosecution that had like pills crushed up in them.
Whoa.
That was basically like roofies. I don't think it was roofies, but there were pills crushed up in the smoothies. Like it was like I think it was antipsychotic medication made to like make people be more malleable.
Yeah, suggestible. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, she did that, and then she got caught, and she did more prison time for doing that. But then, anyway, she came to Pittsburgh, and the news got word of it because there was a news story about this,
yeah.
and they went to her house to talk to her about it, and she
was like hanging out in her neighbor's like yard.
Yeah, yeah, she kept
hanging out.
She kept going into her neighbor's yard and like. Threatened to like kill their dog
like
and stuff.
Standing.
Yeah, she let their dogs loose too.
Yeah. But anyways, and the news went to her house to like get a word from her. Like, hey, why are you trying to kill your neighbor's dog? And she told the reporter like, oh, I'm not Pamela. Pamela is a ship captain, and she's at sea right now. And the reporter was like. No, you're Pamela. Here's your picture. And she was like, no, sorry, Pamela's a sea captain.
I guess I see the resemblance.
And they're like, and the reporter was like, yeah, right, a woman sea captain. Then everything fell apart. Yeah.
That might be your biggest lie to date. But anyways.
Take her away.
This new development, she has a show at Kingfly Spirits with
God.
Steel City Storytellers.
Let me read
the description. Next Wednesday, we welcome
this for plugs.
Next Wednesday, we welcome Pamela Lotta to the stage to share her story, Deathbed Confession, a boat captain who delivers yachts through the Panama Canal and throughout the world. We are happy to have her on the stage again at Kingfly Spirits. So she's convinced them that she's a boat captain and is going to be at Kingfly telling stories about it. That's
can we
the latest
go?
Saga.
Dad,
you know
can we
not?
Go? Can we please
well,
go
and
to
then
that?
She is.
And then she's promoting it.
Who was a bigger fraud than someone who lives in international waters?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
She might legitimately be a boat captain.
But the audacity to promote this show
in the Open Mic's Facebook page where 3 months ago someone posted the news article that exposed her.
She knows her audience.
I'd love to go.
This is so insane.
I bet when it says ferries yachts through the Panama Canal, I bet they had to change that because she probably insisted, no, it's the Pamela Canal. It's the Pamela Canal. God. Like, do you mean Panama? No, it's the Pamela. I bet she means Panama. The Panama Canal, where she works.
I thought you were going to say that she had boats full of ferries.
Probably.
Isn't it about time that we change the New Jersey ferry's name? I mean, do we really need to be saying the word ferry?
Gnome. Yeah, it should be gnome.
The New Jersey ferry. You mean Dr. Oz?
Yeah.
Happy election. I hope everybody had a fun time voting.
But no, seriously, please go out and do your civic duty.
Oh my God, make sure you go, especially if you're a Democrat, to the polls.
That's right, where I could vote 15 times.
Yeah, it's pretty you have to do that's your... great. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love slipping down this slippery slope with Aaron Douglas.
Here's the thing.
Well, the reality is, and I've said it before. The last election was definitely my vote not counted, and I'll just leave it at that.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, because your vote should count for 8 million votes. Mine too, because I can vote as many times as I want.
I'm just saying, mine was not counted at all, so that's fine.
My whole thing. All right. So
or compensated.
I've got those super votes.
I listen to the podcast. We've been over this.
No, everyone should know it, but I'm going to continue to say it.
Plug
the state of Pennsylvania changed their election laws 3 days before the election, and I voted for 20
check out
years,
episode.
Everything was wrong.
Do you remember
day.
The episode where you talked about it?
All of them.
It was definitely the last time I was
that,
on there.
I can't believe that there aren't FBI agents coming to my house being like, you got to stop spreading this misinformation. I mean, I fucking watch every night on the news them say that.
It's going to half the people think like they're going to be senators in 8 days.
It's is that good? The non-alcoholic?
That's regular tea, and the non-alcoholic is good.
Come on,
it's pretty. That's pretty mainstream opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. Here's a question. Here's an interesting philosophical question.
What?
So, like, with AI getting good, right?
More I.
Yeah. Now it's
with
like
A getting
it's
more
about,
I.
Yeah, with A getting more I.
It's pre-AP AI.
Yeah, as one eye is blind, two eyes. Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's in the world of the AI, the
A plus third eye.
Third eye is blind.
So, third eye blind. what were you trying to say, Jared? About
I'm saying
the...
like, will AI characters be given a vote?
Oh,
eventually,
like,
yeah.
If
there's no reason not
characters.
To.
Like, what if you like?
No, I mean, if they're governed by it, and if they are legitimately sentient, at some point they will be given rights.
But then, you, like, what?
I think
so,
they should get 3/5 of
well,
a vote.
They absolutely
AI.
There
AI. Has
to we're,
be
talk, we're talking AI, right?
Here.
That kind of thing.
African
is for sure
Americans.
Look, give him a plot of Digiland.
Hey, I'm just
when
joking.
He says AI, he means the American indigenous.
American Indian. Hey, do you guys think AI will be able to vote? No fucking Cherokee. You guys know the YouTube algorithm is AI? Oh, there's an Iroquois telling me what to watch?
Dude, they're getting pretty realistic.
I'll be... It'll be a cold day in hell when I let a Meskwaki tell me where to go.
Yeah, fucking a Sioux told me how to get to your house.
No, but that absolutely amazing. Will happen for sure. Like, and there will be a gray area. Like, when
because you could print people like copy paste.
Well, right now we have dumb people,
right?
And dumb people are as smart as eighth graders, right? We'll say that just as a
that's pretty
that's a good
as
metric.
A, just as
candle
a thing,
folk.
Whoa. Right? There's no reason to think
they're
that
candle
there won't...
folk. They're simple. They right. know candles.
They can
we'll call them
they can
dippers.
Dip a wick. I'm
they can
telling
dip
you.
A wick.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Dip a wick does sound like a dumb person.
Dude, maybe imagine if your name is Dip a wick.
Dip a wick. My name is Ira Dip a wick.
All these Coopers are so fucking highfalutin, us Dip a wicks, man. We're fucking.
You got Taylors and Smiths and Coopers and Cobblers. And then the Dipowicks on fucking city limits.
Chicken and cow Dipowick.
My name is Carl Dipowick.
This is Grass Dibblewick.
The 10th is Cal.
I'm the 10th Dibblewick. Yeah.
Maybe
my granddad is 45. You do the math.
Maybe that's where dipshit comes from.
Dipshit?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You Dibblewick. Dibblewick does.
It really makes you think.
It really makes you think.
Bryce is really coming in hot with a historical perspective.
Yeah, I never even thought of
that. Shout out to Josh Rittenhauer. Yeah. Real Dibblewick.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
He is a real Dibblewick.
Yeah. He is a real
Sells his own custom candles. Right. Check out Josh Rittenhauer on
We get
Facebook.
A call from Josh. Like, hey, that's
candles.com. Dibblewick. Yeah. We should plug it if we're going to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We love to plug a wick.
Oh, God.
Dude, I tried to buy candles, like, literally.
I love that you tried. You're like, God, it's too hard.
Well, I succeeded. I succeeded because I'm very tenacious. I've learned, I don't take no for no answer, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, like, I get these little tea light candles.
Yeah.
Then I light them in my room. They were, but, like, behind the counter.
Yeah. Wait, really? Why?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
You know what I always
it's
think
a
is
scandal
cool?
Of when
people are stealing candles? Is that what's going on?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Why would anyone steal a candle?
Because life is short and brutal, and I want something to smell nice, goddammit.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to smell something
was
beautiful.
A lot in that sentence, man. A
I'm
lot
just saying, and you know, I would steal a candle. Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
Having a good candle that does something for
Who gives a shit if a Dibblewick doesn't make a dime?
Yeah, hey.
You know Dibblewick doesn't make a dime. I ain't getting all bent out of shape about no Dibblewick. No fucking Dibblewick. Nope. No, sir. Be a fucking cold day in hell when I give a Dibblewick a dime.
Yeah. You like switched into Bernie for a little bit there. It was a little bit of Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, a little.
These Dibblewicks.
Evil Bernie.
A little Brooklyn.
Yeah. Like B-U-R-N.
Bernie
Sanders. It's the evil Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Boo. Burn and sand. Burn. That's probably like...
Burn and sand. Oh, yeah.
Dude, how come they never had a Bernie Sanders sick burn fucking campaign? That would have been sweet.
Because they aren't 12 years old?
I'm telling you.
It would have been a really good
idea. Hey, Bernie would have won if like he had a Hot Wheels platform.
We got to start fucking...
They didn't get memes until a little later.
That is true.
We got to start doing like shadow... You know, like behind the... Advertising for politicians. Like it's first of all, every 2 years you get to do it. So great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as long as we're like
I do it way
if
more.
You pay us under the table, we'll make sure that we make some hilarious stuff and your name's not attached to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Wait, explain this idea to me.
It's an advertising firm, essentially, you know?
Okay.
We can make fun of Dr. Oz, we make fun of fucking Dr. Goiter. You know, either
Oh, one. Okay. I think I see what you mean. Whoa, wait.
Yeah, it happens. This thing is really high quality. This little amplifier. What's funny is the audience never knows that happened
until we say something.
Yeah, but it always happens. The little earphone
pop.
The headphone mic.
The little.
Yeah, doesn't work.
Oh, question.
It's a Cosmicom.
I have a little
That's
whimsical
what you're microwave radiation.
Yeah, the 2% of the. Of the yeah, I know
it's
what
just
you mean.
Static, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's there all the time. You're
it's all around
it,
us.
You're just hearing it now. Yeah.
Well, okay. Question though, what is everyone's favorite onomatopoeia?
Onomatopoeia is something that sounds like what it says, like sizzle. For instance,
sizzle is close.
Piss.
Like.
Good one.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It doesn't actually sound. It sounds like because it hits the toilet.
I guess my
well, he's
well, you've been pissing air.
Jared is pissing in a vacuum. Yeah. He's a spherical cow pissing in a vacuum.
I kind of let it all like build up like a big balloon.
Yeah, so for him it really is.
Yeah, there is kind of like a popping,
like champagne.
Yeah, because I do it. I like look. I'm. You need to have discipline in this life. I only piss. Or urinate, sorry. Probably once every month and a half.
Yeah.
And then I let it...
Because you're not a decadent asshole.
Yeah. I'm not... Yeah.
You're not running around.
Yeah. Like, it's
all
about
you take cold showers, you piss once a month. No, I hear you. I hear you, Jared.
Exactly. I do weights every morning.
I do... You entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Grind set.
Exactly.
Grind set.
Stoicism.
Grind set. That's the Sigma grind set.
Yes. What is a Sigma grind set?
Sigma.
That's exactly what it is. I'm explaining to you. You hold your
That's
piss.
Your favorite onomatopoeia is a Sigma grind set. Does it sound anything like what it does?
You're a beta just for asking what a
yeah,
Sigma
grind kind
is.
Of. Yeah, kind of. This is exactly. Our pod now, Aaron. Maybe go upstairs and go
Go piss.
Go have sex with your wife.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fucking bait him.
Good somebody's bird. Gotta do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, we'll be talking about yeah. lifting.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be.
As long as you're recorded, it's cool.
Yeah. Go have sex with your wife, you pussy.
Yeah. That is, and it still sounds mean. Like somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, go pleasure your wife, dickhead.
Go make love to your partner.
Go
you
make
fucking
your wife cum a bunch. Yeah. We're going to be down here talking about creatine.
Yeah. No, run along now. Run along now.
Powder.
Run along, soy boy.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, the gym rats, they rule, right? Yeah.
They really do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't
Bryce
I
with the yes know. Period.
Show of hands or show of yes, who in on this table has ever had a gym membership?
At the school, I got
it's a
like
yes
a free
or no,
one.
Jared. I don't know if you know.
I got a free one.
To what?
I like lost like 70 pounds. Like,
whoa, dude, that's legit.
Yeah, you know.
I never would have expected Jared to be the guy who was like, no, I hit the gym and lost 70 pounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's fucking
part
dope
of my
as hell, dude.
Origin story.
How many years ago was that?
Maybe like 22. I was like 22. 22
years
21.
Ago, okay.
No, yeah, yeah. It was.
I mean, that's a lot of weight to lose in your infancy.
Yeah, yeah. I met Patton Oswalt. That yeah. was weird.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to.
He gave me 70 pounds.
Get some confidence. Yeah, I was only 120 pounds and got down to 50.
And then finally, I was like, and now you can feel like a woman. That's
put myself in a coma for about 15 years and I started doing comedy.
Patton Oswalt.
Fuck, dude.
Oswald.
Yeah.
That's how you say it. That's how you say it.
Patton Oswalt said, you're looking a little chubby there, kid.
Jaren.
Yeah, 70 pounds.
Jaren.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, no, when I was like 22, I weighed like, yeah, 230.
Really?
That's when it hits you. If you're listening and you're in your 20s, guys, just know it's coming, dude. You're going to get fat.
Yeah, yeah, it happens.
You got to fucking figure out how to regulate, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's just, it's been not too.
You have had a gym membership?
Oh.
Wait, you didn't say what authority? What, Planet Fitness, 24-hour?
Oh, wait, no, I did have a
La Fitness.
Point Park. Point Park, I
La
got
Fitness.
A free gym membership. And
what
I was
is a Point
there
Park
already.
Free
college? It means you
isn't
went to
Point
school.
Park literally a fountain?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
you were allowed
it's
to run around the fountain?
It's a university. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
okay,
still
okay,
work
right.
there. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Jared, did you go to Point Park?
Yeah.
What'd you study?
Like film.
Gotcha.
Film.
Is Point
but
Park,
I minored in cinematography.
Is Point Park University anywhere near Point Park, the actual Point
yes?
Park?
It's pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Real.
Well, okay, otherwise,
half a mile.
I'd
sure. yeah.
yeah.
Okay, good. Because I'd be upset if it wasn't.
Nah.
Yeah, we definitely like.
I did. I actually did.
That name.
I did have
yeah.
a gym membership.
To where? Which one? Planet Fitness?
Gold.
Gold. Ooh, that's like the old school, like Arnold Schwarzenegger days.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Actually, this question will decide if I'm actually lying. Which is the one that has the lunk alarm?
Planet Fitness.
Then it was Planet Fitness.
What? What's a lunk? What is a lunk alarm?
Bryce, would you like to?
Please tell me.
Illuminate.
Yeah. So Planet Fitness is pretty pussy soy boy
against big boys.
It's just a shitty chain gym, but it's like $12 a month, and they have it's called a lunk alarm, and it's like this like alarm in the gym, and if you like grunt or slam a weight, it goes off and they ask you to leave because like
what
the whole thing is like Planet
dude, that
Fitness,
is beta shit,
it's supposed to be like a very inclusive environment
where
they don't feel like there's like meatheads or anyone judgmental.
Wow,
that's like Planet
I
Fitness
love that their
whole,
yeah. assumption is that meatheads are judgmental.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, there's no way that someone who's dedicated their life to fitness would ever encourage someone to get in better yeah. shape.
Disgusting.
Get them out of here. Like, get them out of here.
These people would never encourage anyone to be like themselves.
Nah.
That's not basically what people
well,
do the, all
the problem,
time.
The biggest,
you get roided out, I guess.
The like, biggest problem...
Like,
if you take roids...
That's kind of a myth.
Well, no, I'm just saying, not actual roids, but...
Yeah, where's
like,
the bodies? There's
lifting,
like a documentary
lifting,
about that.
And then you go like, fuck...
Oh, like you get the well, no, the
yeah,
lunk, the
fine.
Problem with the lunk alarm was
yeah.
obviously it's super judgmental and shitty, but it's also like it's a bad device.
How does it work?
Well, it's a pressure sensor. It's like an impact sensor
on the floor.
Yeah.
Shit,
it's
like
so
mission,
they wired up the whole floor, the whole place.
It's like Mission Impossible.
That is
yeah.
crazy, dude.
Well, but
like
the problem,
you're tiptoeing around.
No,
the
yeah.
gym.
The problem is
that's
that it's
insane.
Super duper sensitive, and I don't know if they still use it anymore because it was to the point like if you had like a big Nalgene water bottle or something and you kind of like dropped it, it would go off.
Wouldn't
define
that discourage overweight people?
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's literally
the fucking.
You get out of here, you fat ass. Yeah,
like, what are you walking around all proud like that for?
You're being really obnoxious with your huge body making a huge impact.
First off, how dare you?
Yeah, whoa!
We call you meteors.
That's crazy.
Yeah, meteors.
They had a lunk. What does the word lunk mean?
Lunk? Like a lunk. Like a big...
Like classic, like...
Is that 20s. Onomatopoeia? Are we pulling it full circle?
Oh. Ooh.
No. Not quite.
Not exactly.
I think lunk is...
What the fuck's lunk?
I think it's like a big clunky thing.
It's, so it is onomatopoeia.
I think it's from like... No, I think it's from like... Yeah, 20s, 30s, like gangster.
It sounds like what
shit.
It does.
It's not...
A clunk is an onomatopoeia. Is clunk not...
Clunk is an onomatopoeia. But
is lunk not one C away from...
A C makes all the difference.
It's like,
I don't know what to tell you.
No, dude, when you drop it, they don't drop the C.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
It's like us and the not, British. C makes
and
all
if you
the difference,
hey,
man.
And if you drop the C, guess what's going to go off?
The lunk alarm. Yeah, that's
right. And it's not the... Exactly.
Exactly. All
full
right.
circle.
Merriam-Webster says lunk, noun, short for lunkhead.
Lunkhead? What kind of a retarded dictionary do we have now that uses a word in its own definition?
Ultimate dictionary of all time.
Oh, my God.
When you click on lunkhead, a slow-witted person. Origin, mid-19th century, probably from an alteration of lumphead.
Or Charles Sebastian Lunk.
Oh, yeah. It was
so they're saying that
like,
people who drop weights are slow-witted.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're saying these dimwits who are out here like, I'm barbarian.
Basically, they're calling their own clientele musclehead dipshits.
I think it's probably, like lunk makes, it's like that 20s, 30s, like, hey, boss, like, like.
What do you want us to do with the boss?
Yeah, gangster Looney Tunes sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I want you to take them into the back and I want you to make them do burpees for 20 minutes.
Someone with like a weird head in
it can't
the 1860s who got shit on for 70 years.
Yeah, and he's like, you know what? Because you'd sound like
you
that,
just
right?
You just make candles now.
Yeah. Dip a wick.
Yeah.
Lunk Dip a wick.
I was meant for something greater.
I was supposed
Dude, that's
to
the name
be.
Of your first child is Lunk Dip a wick.
Lunk Dip a wick.
Dude.
There's probably some
middle name Dipowick.
Yeah.
There's probably some Norwegian kid out there. It's called Lunk Leaf.
I can't get over the logistics of this. It's not possible that they have weight sensors in the floor everywhere.
Yeah, no, it is.
Their entire floor has.
Well, it's also possible
impact alarms.
It's all okay. It is also possible that it's a microphone and looking for a very particular sound.
Exactly,
like a gunk.
That makes way more
just
sense.
Like a really high. Probably now that I think about it.
Yeah. Thank you for justifying my thug. You know what I mean?
We could just go to Planet Fitness though. We could just figure.
Let's do this, dude. Let's do a fucking Planet.
Let's
Fitness
do a
lunk day.
A Planet Fitness.
We're all gonna lunk.
We're gonna try to
lunk
set
out.
The
real lump heads.
Just walk in with shirts that say lunk and be like, "We're interested in membership. We would like to see the facilities."
And watch them give us a membership because those idiots don't know what's coming. These guys look pretty cool.
We would like us to show us around the facilities. Is this Bell Bar? And then throw and grab.
Is this Bell Bar?
just acting like you don't know what it is.
Just be such a slow, huge jacked guy.
Yeah,
that's what we need to do.
We need to go to Gold's, get super jacked. Like,
and then
pure muscle.
Yeah.
And then go over to the lunk alarm. We're like bending bars and stuff like that. What is this guy taking bites out of like weight?
Protein.
Eating
creatine without opening the thing. Just
What is this, sand?
I have a current gym membership.
Where at?
It's a powerlifting gym.
Does anyone else have a current membership?
No.
So we have a lunk alarm happening.
Oh,
I'm a little bit of a lunk, admittedly. I lift like 5 days a week, probably.
The name of the gym?
It's called Union Fitness. It's like a powerlifting gym.
I'm already turned off.
It feels like gyms like
anti-union. You go to Pinkerton. Whoa. Fitness.
They just have a bunch of poor people you can push down. That's great.
I go to Wounded Knee Fitness.
Dudes in suits with like crossed arms.
Which actually, wounded knee does sound like an ex lifter. It's
yeah, it does. Yeah. I'm surprised there's no wrestler with the name.
Yeah, wounded knee.
Yeah,
he has like a like feathers sticking out of his uniform.
AI, yeah, wait for the AI.
I feel like a powerlifting gym is like it's like a jiu-jitsu gym. Like they all think that they're the best one. Does that make sense, or is that not right?
You're about to get lunked. You watch your goddamn mouth.
Yeah, I might get lunked up. I'm about to
the head with a fist. Yeah, like a big gorilla.
You're just gonna go into the ground.
Okay, like, old hammer fist comes down. Yeah.
One lump or two.
No,
it drives me into the ground. Yeah, that's like a fucking nail.
What my experience has been so far, like
birds flying around.
Everyone in the community is very supportive, especially like of like newer people and stuff like that. Like
doesn't know about lunks.
Yeah, like I think a lot of people.
That is a misconception about gyms. Yeah, I think everyone I've ever been to is pretty supportive.
And like these people, like they care about their craft. Their craft just happens to be lifting, and a lot of people look down on that. But like. Genuinely nice people. Six of them were in the audience at our show last night.
Oh,
it was friends.
It's all about jealousy, and
you know what it was?
Would never frame it that way, but it really is about
it. Kind of
like,
is.
It's like these people do something that I don't do, and I need
or that I can't do.
Do you know what it was?
I need to lower the value of that so that I'm more valuable.
I think I figured it out. Like before, about 2003, like strong dudes basically ran everything. They were like the
dude.
Well, it was like a mix, but it was like
George Bush.
You saying Hitler was buff?
No.
You see him up there, he was like, I'm just going to
zoom into Jared's psyche.
You know what it was? It was probably in the 80s with like Stallone, Schwarzenegger.
Yes, there were ripped people who did big things, but that doesn't mean that everyone who did big things was ripped.
But then it was like kind of like the rise of the nerds. You know,
Nerds are in charge right now.
Yeah,
sure.
Nerds were in charge for a little bit, but now we're getting to a point where we're like, oh yeah, nerds can be assholes too.
No, exactly. Yeah, this whole conception that like nerds are like gentle, nice people is kind of not.
It's just
true, that
they need a herd of people to be an asshole.
It's the same.
Whereas an asshole who's jacked can be like, I'm just one asshole.
But the it evens out through both.
Because the mean gene is evenly distributed.
Yeah.
You know, even if people who are really, really smart or really, really strong, they're on different ends of the bell curve.
Yeah, douchebag.
The barbell curve.
I hear what you're saying, but I want to object to this. You don't even have to be smart to be a nerd.
Well,
you don't have to be smart to be in anything. Barbell. End of the day, hard work is what makes people get to where they're at.
Hard work is important.
Well, it's not all of it, but some of it can be.
I feel like, honestly, I think just being efficient is really what gets people ahead. I think just knowing where to, because we all have like finite resources. Knowing where to put those resources is really, that's where the money is.
But also having the resources.
Well, having the resources,
Well, there's two camps and there's a Venn diagram. There's like smart and efficient, and then there's playing social norms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because we all have like an emotional spectrum, and the emotional spectrum isn't necessarily like about analytics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, you can play the emotional spectrum and really get somewhere. I mean, that's how you sing songs and become a great musician, is because you play the emotional spectrum. You know?
No, that's true. That's true. I think I'm just okay. Like, I think it's important to work really, really, really hard. But I also think there is such a thing as like being a busy idiot. Where you are just kind of toiling away.
I'm a busy idiot, dude.
Like there, it's sad. Cheers. Because there's like dirt farmers in Poland who have like the work ethic of like Green Lanterns.
I don't got no beer no more.
Where they're just like, I can do 10 hours of work a day without thinking.
Threw the can at me.
Smash your old one out of your
pocket.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Me and Jared were having a moment. We totally fucked you. It's all right.
I was beautiful to watch.
Do you need anything?
I'm good. Has everyone cavemaned a beer before where you smashed against your head to open it?
Open it?
Yeah. You've never done that? You take a full closed beer and you hit it against your head until it splits open, then you shot
what,
it.
What, the can or
I've
you?
I've never done that.
I mean,
that.
Today's the
Maybe
day.
Maybe I am alone.
I've done like the
That's lunk behavior. That's lunk adjacent behavior.
I've done like the stab
are you gonna,
of beer and then drink
The
it.
Idea is to bash it against your head until you chug it.
I mean, I could do it. It's going to...
I feel like you would cut your head open.
Yeah.
Probably.
I feel like if we're going to do it, we should get it on video.
I was going to say, I can do it if you want me to do it, but we're also in your garage. I don't want to like mess anything up.
It is a garage, not a living room. But true.
Unfinished floor.
It's a finished floor. It's
you're
going to
cut your head way open. Give me a giant,
I can also give you
stupid
a,
lunk
I can also
gash.
Give you a fake beer if you're just going to destroy a beer.
Bryce seems to... I trust that you can do this.
Do you think you can do it?
I've done it.
I'm not telling you to do it.
I've done it.
I'm telling you.
So you smash the end of the... I assume you smash the center.
It's right. You want to do it right along the seam.
Yeah.
Oh, see? A lunk...
I'm no idiot.
A lunk is not going to be able to pull this off. A lunk doesn't... Is there a dim?
Actually, if you don't do it, then you're a lunk. Because a lunk couldn't manage it.
Couldn't manage it. He would be like, I smashed. And they'd be like, my head hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
A lunk would do it on the hard top.
Exactly. You know lunk. You know. Yeah. You hit easy thin part.
I don't know the number four no more.
One, two, three.
It's the same thing with like breaking apart an apple or ripping a phone book. You ever do that?
There's a foible.
It's like engineering.
Breaking an apple?
Like in half.
Has anyone ever seen this?
Yeah, you can spin
it. It's like a way to do it. I don't think I could do it, but
I need to know how to do that.
You rotate it along, like if from the top, you rotate it like...
It's like a twist and pull.
Yeah, you would just split it in half.
Yeah.
See, like, I've never seen that. I know the phone book thing.
The phone book, make the canyon, and then...
Yeah.
The phone book thing, like you clench both sides, and then you push it together.
Yeah.
Which causes like some fucking causes some open space, and then you like it ends up ripping each sheet one by one.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I've never
still
seen this
some strength,
apple split.
It's pretty awesome.
I didn't even think anyone would think that makes you strong. They'd be like, "Yeah, people can do that," and then you'd be like, "No,
people are a lot stronger than they give themselves credit for."
It's the same way to split an atom. Beautiful. You just
yeah.
An atom smasher is just a little microscopic lunk going.
Oh, I thought he meant a guy named Adam.
No.
You just grab hold of the temple.
You're thinking of Adam the Smasher.
Totally
different guy.
That dude's
he was a real lunk.
Yeah. How did we get on? Oh, because you asked about the gym memberships. That's how you.
Oh yeah, you actually go to a powerlifting gym.
Yeah, I did powerlifting
now
for
I
3 years
gym
in college.
From the office membership.
At one point, I was the president of the Pitt powerlifting team.
You know who else is a big powerlifter? Actually, is Chris Scriva. You should get involved.
Was he?
Yeah, he'd be stoked to go back to the gym because right now he's trying to be on a fitness kick. So.
No shit.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll talk to him.
Chris
about
Scriva
that.
Would definitely love to fucking. He used to be.
He's into skateboarding now.
Well, he's always been into skateboarding. That's the thing is he's like, look, I need to be fit, and I'm not fit, so what did I used to do that I don't do anymore? You know what I mean?
That's a pretty reasonable, like for me, it would be biking. Yeah. I used to bike like 15 miles a day.
Me and you too. How long did you do that for, eh?
God, 6 years.
Was it recreationally or by necessity?
It was by necessity.
Yeah,
me too. But with recreation, I think.
DUI?
Well, I was in high school, so...
Of course.
It's a DUI.
I got kicked off the school bus, and I lived 8 miles from town. So
how did you get kicked off the school bus?
Because I was just a terrible kid. Like, I was sassy. Like, there's a thing that happens in males where they're just like, I'm oppositionally defiant. Like, if there's a rule, I'm going to try to figure out a thing.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
And that's what I was. And I was a real ass. And I got kicked off the school bus at least 2 different years.
Nice.
And, so partially of those school years, I rode my bicycle to school. And it was 8 miles there,
Damn.
8 miles back, and then fucking whatever I did. Because you get out of school and you're like, certainly don't want to just ride my bike home right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then you're riding your bicycle around town with all your
buddies.
Yep. Like doing
that was
all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, God, the sun's going down. I better start riding home. You know, that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Same boat.
You got kicked off the bus?
I would bike.
Yeah. You were by.
By choice.
I liked it.
You're just being shitty, if you don't mind me prying. Was there one incident that like got you kicked off?
Honestly, I don't remember what got me.
Did they vote you off?
Our school bus.
Yeah.
They probably should have. No, our school bus itself was unruly. We literally had 3 to 4 bus drivers in the time that I was on the school bus because people would just quit because they didn't want to deal with it. One of them died.
Yeah, had a heart attack.
What was the length of this school bus?
Yeah.
Are we talking feet or yards?
Right, like
it was a
kids
standard issue lunk school bus, all right?
the lunk bus.
Now, the stupid thing in our school district was this. Is like, a lot of schools will do this. If you're the first one picked up in the morning, you get to be the first one dropped off in the afternoon. It's fair. You know what I mean? You have a long bus ride in the morning, but you have a short bus ride in the afternoon.
Okay,
that's
Ours was dumb. It was like, if you're the first one picked up, you're the last one dropped off. So
that's
how
we did it, too. It's just a route.
Yeah, that's just logistically what makes sense.
No, regardless, the loop is the same length.
No,
you can start at the beginning of the loop or the end of the
route.
You start with the furthest kid away from school and make your way to school.
Right, but then when you go to drop people off at the end of the day after school, you could also do the same thing you did in the morning, is drive straight to the furthest person out.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're...
But don't do that because they're like, well, I don't want to drive past this kid's house and not drop him off.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It does make sense because it's...
You're returning
mile per,
the bus to the school.
Mile per mile is the exact same amount of distance.
For the bus.
For
this
the bus.
This exact conversation is what got you kicked
this
out.
You're honestly right because I was a kid who just argued about stuff.
Yeah, no.
Just argued about stuff, and that's all it was. And
it's
I was
true.
Like,
they don't like that when you're.
And
a kid.
I was pissed. I was like, "Dude, why the fuck do I have to ride 45 minutes in the morning and 45 minutes at night?" And you know,
Done. Ride a bike.
And they're like, "I'm fucking tired of this kid."
Here's a fucking tricycle.
Here's another
pink
slip. Third pink slip. You're out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, the pink slip.
Yeah,
I remember those.
Anyway, yeah. I don't. We did all kinds of crazy stuff. Like
read the side of the bus. It says stop.
No communists allowed. Get the fuck out of here.
Our bus was definitely the worst one in the whole school district. Like people knew it. Like they talked about bus 8, dude.
Bus 8.
You remember your bus number?
Hell yeah, dude. We were bus 8.
Everybody knew. Remember.
It's like you're. It's like if you
bus 8.
It's like if you lived in Detroit and you're like, no, I was on 8 Mile. I was
6 Mile.
Yeah,
you know you were on the 8 Mile bus.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Even though it was only
like
8
Detroit.
Yards.
It is like that. It is like that, dude.
Yeah.
Same, dude.
Gang. 8 bus.
God damn.
Is this how you tell us that you're dropping a rap album? 8 bus.
Dude, that's a great
name. Tatted on your knuckles.
8
bus.
Oh,
8
dude, bus. I like that. 8 bus on the knucks.
Eight. Oh my
it makes
God.
Sense. E
I G. I was thinking the number 8 and then just B
U S.
Yeah, you could do
no,
it.
No, you don't need the number.
And then
8.
You got a whole
oh,
hand.
Oh, just on one hand.
Then you got a whole other hand.
Just
hand.
On your punching hand.
Yeah.
Leave that on people's foreheads.
That was from bus 8. Don't forget who gave it to you. Also, that wouldn't leave a mark on people's
then,
foreheads
because it's a tattoo.
Bike. Eight bus on the one hand. Bike. Biking? Bike home
just,
on the
no,
other
side. No, it's 8 bus or bike.
Which one you want.
Which one you want. Yeah. I chose or bike, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, our bike? No, they make sense together. You got to put.
Can I punch you with both
together.
Of my hands real quick? So I call this the handlebar.
Ultimate punch.
Oh, fucking God, that'd be a quick way to break your. Ooh.
Yeah, we had.
You guys didn't ride the bus?
No, we rode. I rode the bus.
What was your bus number?
I
remember mine.
What was it?
3058.
So that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I just
you don't forget your bus.
Bus.
Well, I remember because 3 plus 0 plus 5 is 8.
I just figured you knew it because.
Smart
that?
Guy.
Dude.
No.
I am not
he was
alone.
Sitting
not
very quietly bus? In the front seat of the bus next to the driver.
No. Not even.
Not even.
No.
There's a joke there.
Oh. Racist oh. piece of shit.
Oh.
Nice.
Like, our buses weren't, like, too, like, it was just, this is how it is, take the fucking bus to school. And, well, I think we were all tired.
I think that all buses are like that.
Yeah, I think we were all tired. Like,
take you to school.
This is how it is, take the bus to school.
I don't think it was
like,
a lot
as
of,
opposed
like,
to the bus that goes down to the fucking subway.
I'm just saying, it wasn't a lot of, like, revolt. I think it was, like, a lot of just, like, this is how it is. This is life, apparently. And I just remember one kid, Andrew, just, like... this kid, you know, guy, boy, you know, at my age, he was like, what, 10, 12 or whatever, 33-year-old guy.
Yeah, he's a young man boy.
No, he was like, you know, like, I just remember him going like, you know, guys can lactate.
Oh,
classy, dude. That's school bus stuff. And that's school bus stuff right there.
It was like, yeah.
That's school bus stuff. There's no internet. We there's like, no it's just way. Like the older kids might know. You know what I mean?
And we were like, no way. Yeah, because he was like 2 years older.
Yeah.
Than us. He's like, yep. He's like, he's probably a genius. He probably that's probably what you learn in sixth grade. All that, yeah. this stuff. Like, and he just spent like we were like, no way. And he spent like a half hour trying to like get some out. And he got a drop.
Bro, milk me.
He got a drop.
That's
he
your drop. And memory. Literally right. Everybody clapped. It was like amazing.
Do you just say
yeah, what did he do with the drop?
It's still out there.
Yeah.
And if you can find it
on that
and you
bus.
Can drink it. You become Lunk. Lunk man.
Became Joe Biden.
The elixir.
Yeah. Ever wonder why he looks so young and spry? That's sixth grade milk boy.
That's the
sixth grade boy milk boy.
That's the new QAnon conspiracy is like Joe Biden drank a
Pizza
young
Gate
boy's
is so
milk.
Yesterday. The cheese they use.
Biden's actually a milk.
The cheese they use in Pizzagate is from children's tits.
Oh, God. Well, you know what?
It makes a lot of sense.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense, actually.
Come on.
You're right.
Come on.
What actually happened was he licked it, and he was like, anybody else? And we were like, no, no. And then he was like, all right.
He certainly did not actually get a drip of milk.
No, that is a lie.
He was a magician.
Sure.
You were on a bus with fucking.
Yeah, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and you were 11 years old.
Listeners vote. Who are you going to believe?
Was this guy's last name Blaine? I'm just asking.
No, it was Angel, actually.
No, I remember his name. I peed the shit out of him. That's how I learned the rule.
You beat the milk out of him. You beat the milk out of that. Oh, I will beat the milk out of you. Oh, I will kick you to death.
I think it's more fun if we believe that the kid actually
like it wasn't a lot of milk.
Oh, it's definitely more fun.
In the more like the more
it's just
you
hard
do,
for the belief.
It's childhood a beautiful wonder. Story. This is a myth. You know what I mean? Whether you
viewers, you can't
myth,
see this right now, but Jared is crying.
He's crying and trying
crying
to milk himself.
His
tears are milky.
There was milk. I swear there was milk.
You guys just like,
don't fucking believe me.
I'm just saying. I think it's a beautiful tale because it may be the story of the century, and you've heard it here first, folks. And you can do anything. If you set your mind to it.
That's true. If you believe you can lactate, you can lactate.
You can lactate.
People are
going
to take this and try to milk kids, not kids are going to listen to this.
It's actually very progressive. People have always known that men were women.
It's a beautiful story. Yeah.
There are men who can lactate, though. That's
really?
A real thing.
I don't know if that's true. But
yeah, my friend
Andrew. I'll look it up on YouTube right now.
Oh, you're going to define what gender is?
Oh, no.
No.
You said there are men who can lactate?
I would.
You're gonna have to define their gender.
Put your mouth where your breast milk is.
I think the contributing factor in all of this is titties.
Yeah, we all do love that.
Yeah,
we all have them. I mean,
well, most.
Hey, that's my wife.
What are you looking at? What is this?
Just says man lactating.
Well, no one's denying that there is an exception to the rule, but there's a rule.
This could be doctored.
Oh, what's the rule that no men
the rule
can
is
lactate?
Men don't lactate, and the exception and if, is men do lactate.
If some men can lactate, that kind of goes against the whole rule. It's
no,
not a
that's
lot.
Not,
it's,
not, I'm, it's, not, sure, for, I'm it's, not sure if you're familiar with rules.
It's
like
a minority.
75 is the speed limit, but yet there are people who can drive over it.
Could be AI. You know what I mean?
Officer, still I'm lactating.
Officer, have you been lactating tonight? Sir, have you been lactating?
No, your shirt's just wet.
Yeah. He's like, there's like an open can of like O'Doul's, but he's just like, what's on your chest, sir?
How about this? Tangentially, but slightly related. Like yesterday, going to the show. Yeah, I was telling you this. Like, I think I told you. Like, going to the show, took a bus. I sat.
How long was it?
Bus was probably like 20. Bus was a double bus.
It was a school bus.
So yeah.
Double decker, but very short.
But it was very, very full. And one of the only seats was in front of this one dude who was like kind of like twitching, like just like, but not in like
this kind
of
thing you notice,
which is his right.
Yeah, which is his right. That's not what something his body does. It was just like something like he's tw- twitching, like
he's pursuing.
He's got a lot of energy.
He's pursuing the twitch.
It was like real, like atom bomb, you know, like bomb's about to go off. So I was like sitting in front of him for like 15 minutes. I was like, just listen to this dude just like twitch in the back. He got off the bus in front of me. He was drinking milk. He was hammered.
Hammered on milk,
and
dude.
He was drinking milk. Like from not a carton, but like one of those like plastic cartons.
Like a jug?
A
yeah,
jug.
A jug. Plastic yeah. jug.
You mean a jug?
Oh, you mean a jug.
Not a carton, but like a plastic damn. Carton.
So lunk that carton. I am. I know what a jug is. I'm not a smart man. I know what jug is.
Cartons are paper. Jugs are plastic.
And jugs are what milk
or
comes
clay.
Out of. Wait, jugs?
Right.
I may be just
lump
dip. My ancestor might be Lump Dipowick.
Lump
Dipowick. Hey, girl,
if my name isn't Lump Dipowick.
The ninth.
The dad.
No one ever got a breast augmentation and said, I got sweet cartons.
Yeah. maybe small tits should be cartons and big tits should be jugs.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, paper's thin. You're right.
You got,
and it's like
you
small
got
one,
missing
like,
kids
like
on
lunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to put some missing kids on your cartons.
What's up, half pint? You know what
that's
I mean?
That's good,
I want to know your
good.
Last name. Because
yeah,
come.
Yeah,
yeah,
there it
come.
Is. Yeah, it is.
I want to know your last name.
I want to know your last. That sounds like a weird rap, like something like Ludacris would say.
Last
like,
name.
Like I want to come on you, so you know my last name.
Yeah,
that's like weird gangster shit.
Call me by my last name.
Call me.
And then fight me.
Yeah.
Right.
But, hey, fight me. Come on me, but don't.
We gotta
call
get
me
to the. For, well, I got to get to the fucking microphone. Do you guys have anything to plug or anything?
Just my piece of advice. Yeah. And then,
oh, I do.
Plug
actually.
Your piece.
Pam Lotta's show.
yes.
Pam Lotta's show. Yeah, that jet did 9/11 or whatever. And yeah, be weary of a hammered guy drinking milk.
Yeah, you don't want it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just get your sensors up.
Anybody
it'll
else?
Probably go fine.
I have a show. For some reason, I'm getting all the promotional for this a month out, but it's a month in December 5th. I have a Bingham Tavern comedy happy hour.
Bingham Tavern.
Bingham Tavern.
That sounds Southside, right?
No. Yes.
Mount Washington.
Yep.
No, Mount Washington.
Mount Washington. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bingham on Monday, right?
I just always assume when things are on mountains that they must be north.
Mm.
But that doesn't make any sense, really.
It makes a sort
How
of
about
sense.
You, sir?
I only have shows the day after I record podcasts. That's how Perfect. It always seems to work. Yeah.
All right. Well,
nothing for me.
Nothing for you. Say goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Woo. 882 in the bag. I am regretful to say I looked into it. I think, what's her name? This crazy sea captain got found out. I was ready to promote her show, guys. I swear to you. And I'm still going to. I'm going to keep looking. It might be in the deep web. I might have to go to the place and look. But her show's been canceled, guys. And, man, was I really... Like, so many people want to just make a... They just want to pass a judgment. They're like, she's a psycho. She's crazy. She's taken advantage of a bunch of people. She's broken a bunch of laws. She's... Basically, well, she is a felon. Every chance she gets, she cons people, which she did. The dog letting out, dog killing, property Arizona scandal, so much stuff. Kingfly, no trace of her show, if you guys remember from the pod. On their website. So I'm guessing they figured out she was a con artist. A bunch of you haters. That's right. I'm pointing my finger at you. You fucking haters said this woman should not be allowed to speak. Like she was going to fucking persuade somebody that they should break the law or take advantage of people by telling her fictitious stories about the Panama Canal. No, dudes.
All of us could have went there, and we could have watched this fucking psychopath make up shit for an hour and a half. And then we could have all gone outside and stood around in a circle with her and fucking talked to her like she was legitimate and all been side-eyeing each other like, how great is this that she thinks we're in on it because she thinks we're not in on it? The point is she's free, guys. She's out there. She's in the fucking public. Why not enjoy it? If you know something's bullshit, enjoy the bullshit. Ah, God damn it. You're right, though. I'm guilty of it, too, you know? If I see somebody convincing other people that they should do something, that they're under false pretenses, but I just don't know if that's what she's going to do. That is her track. You see, this is why nothing is worth believing in. It's all nihilism, folks. You know what I mean? If you explore, and which most of us don't, our own thought processes and compare it to history and then rewind far enough to before written history and then keep rewinding to before man existed. It's tough to justify preventing anything but suffering, right? And yeah. And even that gets circular. Sorry, I got really into a tangent there. I'm a nihilist, I guess. I'm not sure if that's true. I know that I need to work toward my own goals. But I also know that it's absurd for me to ask you to work toward my own goals, right? Anyway, so that's a long bit about that. What the fuck was that lady's name? God damn it. I can't remember, and it's not on their website anymore. Regardless, it is the Election Day special, and we do have a featured artist, guys. Now, I thought, what better for an Election Day special than a song about a man with too much power? That's right. Today's episode featuring, in no way affiliated with, the album My Beautiful Dark Tragedy. No, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Jesus, I fucked that up. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, 2010, Kanye West, Power, because no one man or woman should have all that power.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rolling. Motherfucker, we rolling. With some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world, I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Till then, fuck that, the world's ours. Napoleon, my furs is Mongolian. My ice brought the goalies and I embody every characteristic of the egotistic. He knows he's so fucking gifted. I just needed time alone with my own thoughts. Got treasures in my mind, but couldn't open up my own vault. My talent, like creativity, purity, and honesty is honestly being crowded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me. Taking my inner child, I'm fighting for custody. With these responsibilities that they entrusted me. As I look down at my diamond and crushed in peace. Thinking no one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours.
stop chipping, I'm tripping off the powder. Deal in, fuck that, the world's ours. In translation with a whole fucking nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, goddamn it, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier, now I'm driving. What a bad bitch is, huh?
I'll take your vote out of that folder and look at it before I slide it in the machine for you. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 2020.